Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing with the same train of thought concerning the Word is God's faith builder. We read in Mark chapter 5, 25 to 34, and Luke 8, 43 to 48, where it tells us that there's a woman with an issue of blood. She was sick for 12 years, going from doctors to doctors, and everyone was taking advantage of her. But instead of getting better, her situation was getting worse. And there was no one who can help her. Faith does not take place in a vacuum. Well, first of all, the scripture said that she heard that Jesus was in town and she decided to go by to see him. So again, faith does not take place in a vacuum. Faith is connected to the Word of God. That is why Romans 10:17 states that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is also important to remember that faith is object-oriented. As a result, it is impossible to believe God for something that he did not promise you. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, healing was the object of her faith. The word or the promise was the reference for her faith, and Jesus was the point of contact for her faith. That's why she had to go to see him. So she said within herself, "If I can but touch his clothes, I will be healed." Luke 8:44 tells us that she touched the border of his garment. Matthew 9:20 said that she touched the hem of his garment. Both passages also states that she came from behind Jesus. The scripture tells us that the sun rises in the east. So if you're facing the sunrise, then you're facing east. East prophetically speaks of a new beginning or a new day. Malachi 4:2 tells us, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." The Hebrew word for wing is the word kanaf. It means edge, corner, extremity, flap, corner of a garment, and by implication, hem or border. So if she came up behind the Son of Righteousness, that means she was facing the sunrise, which would mean that she was facing east. And again, I say that east speaks of new beginning and new day. Now, the reason why she wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, because the word says in Malachi that unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. So because she knew what the word said, because she knew what the word had promised or what God had promised in his word, it gave her the confidence that if I could touch the wing of his garment, if I could touch the hem, if I could touch the border of his garment, I know that I shall be made whole. Her faith was anchored in the word. You cannot base or anchor your faith in a word that you do not know. That is why it is so important to study the word of God, to meditate the word of God, and to ingest and digest the word of God in our spirit, so that our spirit man was without profit thereby. So the scripture said that she touched the hem or border, which speaks to the lower extremity of his garment. In order to do that, she had to assume a certain posture. If there's something that you are looking for God to do for you, you have to assume the posture of faith. Knowing the word causes you to act in faith. Because she knew what Malachi 4:2 says, that unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. So because she knew the word, it caused her to act in faith, in assuming the posture or the position that would enable her to touch the hem of Jesus' garment that contained the healing that Malachi said a person would experience. So knowing the word causes you to act in faith. Faith brings one into agreement with heaven, for how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? So if God's word says something, or if God gives you a promise, by you believing and embracing what the word says, that is you coming into agreement with heaven. Then you and heaven can walk together, walk out the manifestation and the fulfillment. Also, faith gives you a line of sight. In the realm of physics that has to do with the operating of light, there is what is called the line of sight. It is said that every object, everything, emits or reflects light. That light is captured by the pupil of our eye, and then our eye follow that line of sight to the object, and that is how we're able to see objects. The scripture says that that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The scripture also says that the entrance of your word is light. So when God sends you a word, he's sending you a line of sight. So when we believe, when we embrace that word and we receive that word, our faith then follows that line of sight, so we're able to see and believe God for what he promised us. Because the Bible says, and when they saw it, they believe. Our faith also serves as a character witness as to the integrity of God. Our faith serves as a character witness as to the integrity of God. Psalms 119:89 tells us that God's word is forever settled in heaven. When something is settled, it simply means that it's decided, it is fixed or established. This suggests an end to uncertainty, dispute, or change. The word settled is a legal term that speaks to the conclusion of a case pertaining to legal matters, to establish or to secure permanently. So the word of God being forever settled in heaven, it means God's word enjoys permanent and unchallenged authority. Psalms 138 verse 2 tells us that God has magnified his word above all his name. Magnify is derived from the Hebrew root gadal, which means to make great, to grow, which by implication means to exalt someone or something. The word name in Hebrew is the word Shem, and this word Shem speaks to the character, the nature, or essence of a thing. So God says that he has magnified or he exalted his word above all his name. That simply means that God holds his word as the final authority, and that God holds himself accountable only to his word. So when we understand the judicial protocol and the legal proceeding of God's word, we will understand how to approach the court of heaven. Hebrews 4:16 invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Isaiah 43:26 The Lord says, come, let us plead together, said the Lord, that I may justify you. The word plead there is a legal term, which means to present your case, present your argument. And God says, put me in remembrance. God is not suggesting that he forgets things. He is simply reminding us to tell him what he said, because he holds himself accountable to his word, because he has exalted his word above all his name. So God says, put me in remembrance. Remind me what I said, which goes to the heart of faith. In Hebrews 6:13, we're told that when God made promise unto Abraham, because there was none greater than him, and because it is impossible for him to lie, the scripture said that God swore by himself, saying unto Abraham, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Now, in ancient times, whenever a person was to swear by the greater, they would raise their hand and swear by him who liveth forever. So what God was saying, that when he swore by himself, God was saying that he took an oath to do what he's promised. So when you go before God to put him in remembrance, to present your case, and to remind him of what he said, it is important to remind God of this one thing, that he is still under oath. Just like in the legal proceedings of the judicial system, when a person has been on the stand and they've been interrogated by the prosecutor or defense, if they're evading the question or they're refusing to answer, the lawyer would turn to the judge and say, Your Honor, please remind the defendant that they're still under oath, which simply means they are obligated to answer the question, whether they like the question or how it was posed or not. It's the same thing with God. When we go before the Father of light, when we go before the court of heaven, it is important for us to remind God that he's still under oath and that he's obligated to fulfill his word and to keep his word, because he has exalted his word above his name and has made his word the final authority and has made himself accountable unto his word. So that's why it is so important to study the word of God, to meditate on the word of God, to ingest it and to digest it. So when you go before the court of heaven, you have an airtight case that is sealed by the seal of faith, that heaven has to respond, that heaven has to respond, that heaven has to comply. Why? Because God has exalted his word above his name, and you have reminded God that he's still under oath. And as one who's under oath, he also knows that he's obligated to do what he says. And this goes to the heart of the word and to the heart of faith. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless and go in this dynamite.